Did you have the Maypole?
No.
Is that that pole thing?
It's the pole with all that the like summer, ribbons.
That's midsummer shit.
Yeah, literally midsummer. What?
Yeah.
Instead of learning square dancing, yeah, it's the third graders every year did this dance. They were literally pole dancing.
Where literally there's pole
this
dancing.
Big pole with all these ribbons coming off it.
Uh-huh. I have kind of heard of this.
You do this dance and you like weave around and it ends up like making this like braid on the pole with all these like different colored ribbons.
Oh, because of the way you dance, you're actually like braiding it.
You're braiding it. Yes. Yeah, what? It ends up being this like woven like pattern on this pole.
Is that something we can sign up for now?
At the
it sounds like a beautiful Saturday afternoon.
It was gorgeous.
It was gorgeous. Honestly, frankly, work.
At the all
it was my favorite part of PE. I hated climbing the rope. But
I'll braid that rope, maple dance.
That tracks. At the
Me.
3, 2, 1. Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
JK, we just recorded the beginning of this episode, and turns out we weren't recording for the first 10 minutes. So
that's
here we
never
are.
Happened.
Here we are doing it again. I love my husband. I love my husband. He has a day job.
So
he has a night job. I need to give him some grace because it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, let's get into it.
Okay.
Two weeks ago, super fun.
Mm-hmm.
Prom episode, blast.
Yes.
Actually,
for me, unintended blast. I would like every time we start talking about something like that, I'm like, oh my God, it like unlocks all these memories.
Yep.
And I can talk about it for years.
I had a ton of friends from high school, like either send me their prom photos or just like funny memories I hadn't remembered, or it was a blast.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I want to not clarify, but I did learn, shout out to one of my childhood friends, Cassidy,
mm-hmm.
who did my makeup for the fifth grade Halloween party.
Quick drag.
My name was Brandy. So it wasn't Cherry and Cherry. It was my name was Brandy.
You go by Brandy?
I hope she's doing well.
Like how long, like during the situation, did you like?
So
like,
it only lasted, Brandy. It only lasted about 15 minutes. We fooled everyone. And then there was one specific person at the party and I smiled and you could see my teeth.
The
and teeth. They were like, they go, that's fucking Isaac.
Yeah.
Because they were 11 and they were saying the F word. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Anyways.
So we've learned. It's not Sherry and Jerry.
So, Brandy, wish you well out there. Maybe ever see you again. Next mm-hmm. Halloween party, maybe.
But it's super fun.
But one thing I do want to talk about. So, we have a little bit of a debate to solve because mm-hmm. I got, we'll say, feedback from some prom attendees that were maybe 2 to 3 years younger than me.
Okay, say their names.
Easy.
Tyler fucking
Schmariel
Nelson.
Schmariel and Styler looked at my prom photos and were like, asked like it was, they were like, why do they look so aged and mm-hmm. old? And so two theories. They think that because I was from a small town, and mm-hmm. Tyler's theory is that I was from a small town, he was from a big city, and that they were ahead of times trend-wise in Billings.
The way you when
get
you put it when you
out
when you put it
get
like
out.
That
okay no, so no. Wait, let me give you theory two.
Okay, go ahead.
Theory two, which is what I think, is there's a big shift in like 2005 to 2008 and 2009 to 2012-11. Mm-hmm. So if you look at like attire and like dresses, even like style of dresses and also tuxes, like when I first went to prom the first few years, like the style of tux was like the classic colored vest, white shirt, normal tux.
Right.
Senior year, you'll notice my pictures, like they fit more with what your style was for your prom.
Because I was going to my first prom and you're going to your last. So then the time's the same.
Exactly. So it's not about,
but
it's
what
about
I was
the
wearing
time.
It. But
that's what I'm saying. Like, so really quick.
Okay.
The style was like, then all of a sudden you weren't wearing a white shirt. You were wearing like a black shirt. And I had mm-hmm. a white vest and then black coat. So it was like a little bit more sleek, I would say. It just had like, it just, I think the styles had changed, and that switch happened like right at around 2008-2009 into like 2013-14, right? It was like there was pre Flow Rider, there was BC Flow Rider,
uh-huh.
AD Flow Rider, Flow Rida. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think that's fair. A lot of defensiveness for someone who thinks it's all the same.
Well, I don't think it's all the same. I just want the reason to be there are specific things that happened in that time period.
Also, and you think there was this dramatic shift in 1 year?
Absolutely. Obama was president. We were fucking cool finally. You know?
Yep.
Yeah. What do you think? We're following George Bush's style? Texas debutantes. We were rocking at our prom in 2007. 2009 comes around. Woo! Sleek.
I think we disagree.
I don't know about that. Okay. Anyway. So anyways.
I didn't intend that to go that way.
Yeah. We'll turn anything to a full on. To cut like half
you
that
look
out.
Nice
thanks so I do did you see the new Orville Peck and Willie Nelson song? It's actually a remake. Mm-hmm. So I don't think we can call it like a new song.
I did see it. I did not know it was a remake till you just said
it's
that.
A remake.
What do you think of it?
It's mamas don't let your babies grow up to be gay cowboys, right, or something.
Mm-hmm.
No, let me find
I love you forever. I love you. I like you for always.
Shut up. Okay, cowboys are frequently secretly fond of each other. Mm-hmm. Anyways, the song, fine. It's fine. It's
yeah.
Good. I think the message and the visibility of it in the music video are huge.
Not even the message.
I think the message part of it.
Fair.
No, the message is important because it's like...
The fact...
The gay people have always been around.
The fact that
forever.
Willie Nelson
yes.
is on the song...
Is huge.
Is the message.
Is huge.
They could have sang happy birthday.
Yep.
Just kidding. It's a song about gay people, right? But the fact that Willie... like,
and not just cowboys. There's lesbians in it, too.
The fact that Willie Nelson,
yeah,
my great-grandpa, is on that song
with
Orville Peck.
I have never in my life put together that you have the same last name as Willie Nelson.
Me neither, until just now.
Wow.
But anyway, that's huge. You know what I mean? Like, the song's fine. I personally think the song's fine. The message, great.
And the video is really good.
Willie Nelson, that is like groundbreaking for the gay community. I don't know. It'd be interesting to hear from the straight community or like the general country listener.
Yeah.
Community. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah.
I want to know what my family or people in Montana feel.
Oh,
or if they even know what exists.
I'm ready to send letters of condolences to some of my extended bigoted family members and be like, I'm so sorry.
You lost a good
Willie.
One.
You lost a good one.
Oh my God, Willie died? No.
No. Worse. It turns out he's not homophobic. So worse. Sorry about
no,
him joining the allyship.
No, it's worse.
It'll be a really good quote about it. I'm trying to find it. All right, so the quote was that I really liked. So it's in Paper Magazine. Willie says, because his wife's in the music video, he says, maybe we should get gay married in the music video, and my wife could be the pastor. We'll just give a finger to everyone. Love that.
Whoa, that is cool.
I know, I love that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so our deepest condolences to all the country homophobes out there. Mm-hmm. Got another one on our team. Shoot.
Beep, 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 beep.
Love that. All right, so another news, we got another really good email that I want to read to you that gave me chills. I was so excited about it. I get so much like jitters every time mm-hmm. I get like a new email, mm-hmm. Which I didn't really anticipate in doing this project run, but I love that. Okay, so you ready?
Yep.
All right.
Hit me.
So subject line is Ally from Montana. Hi, Isaac and Tyler. My name is Sarah. I grew up in rural Wisconsin, married my high school sweetheart. Parentheses, he's the best. I bet he is. Mm-hmm. And moved to even more rural Montana to raise our family. We live in a tiny unincorporated town called Big Fork, north of Missoula on the shores of Flathead Lake. For context on how rural we are, the fact that Glacier Park International Airport's major remodel included the first escalator in Flathead County was newsworthy in our local media. So Sarah, let me first tell you, Tyler and I are huge fans of Big Fork. Love that town. It is like one of the number one places I would move back to Montana.
It is. Despite, we talk about it often.
Despite that area having like a pretty conservative reputation.
Right.
Also, one of our biggest allies and best friends lives in Big Fork, owns a hops farm, and also just had a brand new baby ally this week. So shout out to Maddie and baby Mason and Joel. We're so excited for you guys.
My new nephew Mason.
Yes.
Love you.
Yes. So anyways, tons of roots and ties to Big Fork. One of our favorite places, Sarah.
Of the places we would want to go back.
So cute and quaint.
Environment-wise.
What is it? Sweet Peaks? Is that the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, first of all, I want to tell you, Huge fan of escalators.
Huge fan. Big moves. Big moves.
First one in Montana at Herberger's.
Yep.
At the South
Gate. There are only six. One time we did a count for how many escalators there are.
You could Google it. We Googled
it. Yep. The entire state of Montana, there are six escalators.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I think they took one out.
I love an escalator.
So not relevant to your letter. I'm so sorry, Sarah. So anyways, living in Montana for almost 20 years, I was disturbed by the amount of anti-LGBTQIA plus rhetoric that my family was witnessing in our county. I decided to get involved in our local organization, Glacier Queer Alliance. It was at that point that I realized that no matter how open-minded and aware that I thought I was, I had so much to learn from my LGBTQIA plus friends. I've experienced 1,000 teachable moments in the last 2 years, ones where I was the student. In your last episode, one of you touched on how important queer allies are. I think that idea is something that needs to be driven home over and over again, not because allies need this special recognition, but because the queer community needs its allies to take action, to speak up, and to vote. We need the power of numbers to elicit change. Yes, we I cannot tell you how important it is. And it's just mm-hmm. It's such a selfless act.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't have to, you're not doing anything for yourself by being an ally. I mean, you're creating a better space for just the general world. And I think there's a sense of do-gooderness to it.
Yeah.
But it's just we can't do it alone and we can't do anything without them.
Yes.
Okay. So let me keep going. Almost done.
Oh, I thought it was done. I'm sorry. No.
She's a great writer. I was at a GQA event where I met a first time attendee. She told me about there are no gays in Montana. Thank you to whoever that is. Love ya.
Yeah.
And I immediately listened to all three of the episodes that were out. I love your podcast and anxiously wait for each episode to launch. I tell everyone I can about it and hope to see your listeners' numbers continue to grow. Please don't ever question whether you are having an impact on your listeners. I promise you, you are in too many ways to count. It breaks my heart to think there are folks across our country that feel isolated from the larger community. As a suggestion, maybe each episode description can feature a state and a call out to local orgs that are there to support the LGBTQIA plus community. If you are ever back in Montana, perhaps you need a weekend getaway up in Glacier Country and would want to stop in for a visit or record an episode on site, we'd love to talk about that with you. Cheers on doing a wonderful job and wishing you many, many more episodes.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Okay. So first off, I really loved this one because I think that's a great idea. I think we should do some call outs
mm-hmm.
to some organizations in rural communities, obviously not just Montana. So we can pick some to highlight. And also it will just teach us too. So I love this, Sarah. This was such a great letter.
And again, I know we keep saying it, but again, I'm wow. Okay. Keep going.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm is anybody listening? But then it's things like these, every time I get one, somebody mm-hmm. telling her at a queer safe space event of being hey, I just heard about this podcast. That's huge. I mm-hmm. love that. So thanks so much, Sarah. We're going to start including that great idea and. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Okay, so I think we're ready to just go ahead and get into today's mm-hmm. shtick. So here we go.
Hi, boys.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the studio.
I'm so excited.
I've never been on TV before.
Where's my camera?
Boy, have I got a big disappointment for you.
Oh, no.
All right. So Tyler and I are super excited and we're welcoming two of our best friends, Matt and Reed.
Yay.
Hooray.
And one of the reasons we're so excited is we just got to talk about our high school experiences is mm-hmm. these two had a completely different experience than we did, both being out and gay in high school. So we're definitely going to dive into that. So we've told people before that we finding your community. And one of the reasons we really want to start with you two, A, because of your story. It's backwards from ours, which we'll talk about here in a second. Mm-hmm. And you were probably our first, when we really found a strong gay community in Seattle, you guys are our community plus mm-hmm. others now, but you were very much you were the connectors that connected us to a lot. So we initially met Matthew through mm-hmm. kickball because we played on a straight league. And one of our mutual friends who is the captain of our kickball team had a gay league, and so we started playing that. That's how we met Matt.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
From what I remember. Am I missing any details?
No, that's correct. That's right. And mm-hmm. I kept mixing up you and Tyler.
Yeah, I feel anytime you meet a gay couple.
Yeah, I called
one name.
Yeah, I called Isaac Tyler for probably a solid 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah. So I met through kickball. Reed was Matt's roommate. Mm-hmm. That's how we met Reed. Then we convinced him to play kickball.
Mm-hmm.
It's been happily ever after ever since.
Yeah.
Our friend group.
So. Every weekend ever since.
Yeah, we're going on weekend. We're weekend 392. Absolutely. Yeah, something. Right. Yeah, I think that's what my last. Many. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so first thing, tell us where you're from, environment, city, all of it. Give us the spiel on Tacoma, Washington. Do you say Tacoma? Like, was your high school in Tacoma?
Our high school was in Tacoma.
Yeah, neither of us grew up in Tacoma.
Yeah, I'm from Olympia, which is like half an hour. I had a long haul to high school.
Yeah, how far did you drive to high school every day?
It was like a half hour drive.
Damn.
Yeah.
And then I had about a half hour drive, but in like the horizontal direction and just in a back road direction.
Yeah.
So neither of us grew up in Tacoma, but we were outside of Tacoma. Reed's actually from like far outside Tacoma.
It's like, it was pretty fucking far out there.
What was your high
school? Private school.
What was your high school called?
Bellarmine Preparatory School.
Bellarmine.
St. Robert Bellarmine.
Bellarmine Preparatory School.
Mm-hmm. Preparatory. Mm-hmm.
How did you two meet?
I mean, Bellarmine was like pretty small. It's like 1,000 students. So you know everyone.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form anyways.
The whole thing is 1,000 students.
The whole thing.
The high school.
It's yeah.
Like class of like 250-ish.
But
yep. So larger than either of us, mm-hmm. because Tyler, we both went to like quote unquote medium sized high schools from Montana, where my high school was both of ours were like 500, 450 to 500.
Mm-hmm.
So about half the size, but everybody kind of knew everybody, like even yeah. other grades. Like I knew all of my grade and then most kids above and below me.
You kind of know everyone in the school to begin with.
Yeah.
But I think we are like in terms of like a friend group, I had a really close friend, Katie. And I think when I first met you, you were better friends with her older sister, Shannon, because you guys were in the same French class. And we just kind of started hanging out.
Yeah, I didn't have very many, like, I went into high school with, like, not many friends.
Yeah.
But I had, like, advanced in French class, basically. So I was friends with a lot of, like, juniors in high school when I was a freshman. Exactly. But... like, I made friends with a lot of, like, juniors in high school. And one of them happened to be the older sister of our friend Katie.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
And Katie, Shannon, and I, and inevitably Reed, ended up all doing, like, set crew together for theater.
Yeah, we met in the theater.
Set crew. Of course you did. Mm-hmm. In the theater.
Yeah.
We did not have a theater program. Did Billings have a theater program?
You were in the theater program.
No.
You were in the play.
We did. Yeah, back to my conversation about everybody has to do everything in order for something to success. Like, in order to have enough people to do anything, everybody has to do it.
And how big was your high school?
Like 500.
Oh, okay.
But I was in school play, just my senior
year. We didn't prioritize the arts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
No, there was not a theater program.
I see what you're saying. But right. There was a play.
Once a year, they did one play a year.
Yeah.
To be fair, ours was fledgling and our school loved sports.
Yeah. Program is generous.
Gotcha. Program is
generous. We did a play and a musical.
It was 8 like 15-year-olds with power tools. A wall fell on someone once.
Oh my God.
It was an OSHA violation.
They lived.
Oh my God. Yeah. OSHA walked in there.
Okay. So when you two met, was it like a slow burn friendship or did you feel like it was immediately?
We didn't meet, I would say, until sophomore year of high school.
Oh, you went your whole freshman year not knowing.
Or late freshman year at the very earliest.
We didn't meet until after I fully came out because I remember we kind of like had overlapping. We were like tertiary friends.
Okay.
Like sophomore year, because I was friends with Katie. You were friends with like the older students.
We went to a dance together.
We went to a dance friends. Together, but we were just kind of like in the same room. We weren't.
Not together, but like all together as friends.
Yeah.
And that was like,
we were in the same group.
Yeah.
Okay. But
we had like a Sadie Hawkins dance, you know, where girls ask guys,
what'd you guys do?
I was Peter Pan.
Wait, was it themed? Telling.
It was themed.
Yeah, it was themed.
Or did you just decide to dress?
It wasn't themed. You
were just everyone else was just normal. No. I just showed up in my tights. And
The theme was like Perfect Pair or something like that.
Something like that.
And you and Katie were Peter Pan and Wendy. Mm-hmm. And me and my friend Kate went as Juno and Polly Bleeker to our Catholic high school dance. And she wore a full pregnant belly.
God, that is so funny.
Iconic. I love that.
We were stirring the pot a little bit.
Yeah.
Wow.
But okay.
Teachers didn't love that.
They did not like that one bit.
So we were like friends in the sense that like our groups, our Venn diagrams like vaguely overlapped.
Yep.
We didn't really start hanging out though until like I fully came out.
Yep.
Which was at the end of my sophomore year.
Okay.
True. And I think word spreads fast. It was right before summer, so it was kind of exciting because I sort of like told a couple people and just let nature run its course.
Freshman and end of your freshman year of high school.
End of my sophomore year of high school.
End of your sophomore year of high school.
Yeah.
You came out and you were like, I'm out.
And then it was like summer.
Okay.
And then I think you texted me because I'm sure Katie told Shannon who told you.
Correct. Because there were -5 other gay people around. So yeah. I was like, hey.
Had you told anyone yet, Matt?
Had I told anyone what?
Matthew's been out since he was 8 months old.
Shut up. Okay. Go back to that. So
yeah.
Reed came out sophomore year. Back to you. You were out before you even went into high school.
I told my mom I was gay when I was 12.
Oh my God.
So
you just like kind of knew. You were like, I know.
Oh, I knew since I was like 5. And I had a word for it. I was like, I'm gay, 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 gay. And like, it was like, I had, like, I got upset in kindergarten when I, like, I wanted to play house with Tyler, but Tyler wanted to play house with Danielle. Like, there are whole sorts of stories in that vein. But I first told my mom I was gay when I was 12 years old in sixth grade. Through a period of like familial and personal tumult, as middle school is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she told me very politely and in the most loving, protective mother way possible, let's hold on to that thought. And not in a don't.
Oh my God, I love Heather so much.
Yeah. Not in a don't come out kind of way.
Yeah.
She didn't care.
Like, but let's she think was about like, what to she do
was
with
like,
that.
She was like, let's sit on it.
Yeah.
And now, and then as I learned, in my now late 20s, apparently the first thing she did was call my aunt and went, Matt just told me he's gay. And my aunt
it's always went, the aunts, I told
and,
you.
And my aunt went, yeah, and?
And
yeah.
That, yep.
So,
yep.
So that's how that happened. And then I kind of like went through middle school being like, whatever, whatever. I didn't really like tell other people, but I had other things going on.
Because you're also not necessarily like date. Like some people are like, I had a girlfriend in junior high, but like we didn't do anything. We just told people we were dating.
We didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I had huge crushes on boys in middle school. And I would like do the, I had a very like kind of Pen 15 moment about it where I would like stare at them and be like, like, oh my God. And so
interesting.
But
cute.
I came out to both of my parents the end of eighth grade.
So right
spring
before high
of
school.
Eighth grade, like right before high school. And like they were nothing but loving and wonderful. And then
that is wild.
My dad was like, you have always really liked musicals. that's a literal verbatim quote from Todd.
Yeah. Like,
you can add him on all major social media platforms. But no, they were like nothing but loving and wonderful about it.
Okay. Did you have gay people in your life at 12? Like, were there just like gay family members, gay friends of your parents? Like, were you around anyone who was gay and you were just like, yeah, like, yeah, that's me too.
I wouldn't say I was around a lot of people that were gay, but gay people were not foreign to my family. So
got it. See, like, they were foreign to mine.
So my mom's youngest uncle, who's only like maybe 10 years older than her, was married to a woman and then like got divorced and met my uncle Rob.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They've been married for decades now. They've been together since the 90s.
Yeah.
Fun. You know, there are plenty of lesbians on that side of the family too.
And yeah. It's like, it's, so you just it's, like, it was like prevalent, not prevalent, but just was normal.
Yeah. It was something that was like never a question about like we didn't really like have to like do a lot of thinking about it. It was more any concern kind of came from a place of, we want you to be safe because other people will treat you bad. We love you for who you are. Mm-hmm. So it was never a, I don't want you to be this way. It was always a, I want you to be a safe person going about the world. And if this makes your life harder because of other people's actions, then I want to protect you from that.
Right.
That was kind of their MO.
Right.
From the beginning. And like my dad like is kind of like an Ohio, comes from a very like working class family. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he really knew any gay people. They're my grandparents on that side are like super conservative Christians.
Yeah.
Like very, I love them to death, but they're very, very conservative people.
Yeah.
And I think my dad had some formative experiences growing up like in the 80s in Ohio and where like during the AIDS crisis, like there were several members of his community that were impacted by that in ways that kind of were jarring or split from a narrative that he had been taught from.
You just like, you don't want to head towards this.
I don't think it was like, even that
you
don't want to head towards this. It was more that really informed his understanding of like what compassion looks like and what you know, being present for people and dang, how it can like really impact and
talk, yeah, you know, forward
a community. Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, certainly.
So you were walking into, what is it? Belmont?
Bellarmine.
Bellarmine. Bellarmine St. Catholic.
I had a rainbow Jesuit school coming out of my ass going into
like your freshman first day, you're like, it's me, I'm Matt, I'm gay. There
was, I can confirm that.
I was going to say, like, what was your impression?
Did I mean, you... all of like freshman year, it was like little fucking fairy Matthew Burgess prancing around campus.
Wait, and was your thought like, oh, I see you.
It's like, I see you, but it's, I think that almost made me like, in a way, like distance myself because yeah, I wasn't ready to do that.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sure we could have been friends like a lot sooner. Earlier,
yeah.
But Matthew, if you can believe this, has gotten, I'd say, less flamboyant over the years. It's like, he was.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that assessment.
The gayest little fuck in high school.
It was.
In a good way. In a way where it's like, I'm here.
He was just like being himself in like a.
Yeah.
Oh, I also feel I like from what I know of you, I feel like you probably had a little bit of a sass and you wanted to like push the envelope, right?
It was
in your high school.
100% an overcorrection. Yeah. It was like, look at this newfound me that yeah, I have yeah, found and I get to live in the world and all of you have to take it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. There was like a whole, like, it was very, no, it was. And I know this now. It was very like performative. Like,
yeah,
I
felt yeah, like, well, theater kid.
And yeah, of mm-hmm, course. And I think that a lot of it was performing this idea of being gay,
yeah,
which right, was like, I was lucky to do at a young age, you know, like, it's right, like if teenage girls can mm-hmm, like experiment with makeup and mascara and like dye their hair 6 different colors and all this yep, sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
you can do those same things
like,
too.
Like I can do that too, except I'm going to be a huge flaming homosexual.
Yep. So then back to Reed, mm-hmm, Reed was like, well, you're not the only gay in this town.
You're not the only one. So
back to your, back to your
gonna get more attention gay than me.
Yep. So then, your sophomore year, you're coming out and mm-hmm, you just were like ready. Ted told a few people, close friends.
I told a few people. Like, it's kind I'm of so more sorry, of a story though. Katie, who famously my Wendy to my Peter Pan.
Yeah.
We were friends, like very close friends all of like freshman year.
Yep.
And then a separate dance, like a normal dance we were in, we weren't dressed up
yep,
as Disney characters. And I knew that Katie had like a little crush on me at the time.
Yep.
And we went together. It was like very like friendly.
Yep.
And it was a dance where she asked you.
I think so.
Okay.
But it was like after the dance, we were like hanging out at her house with like a uh-huh, couple people. We were like all like watching like movies in her basement. Eventually, like the rest of the group kind of like
I'm loving this
tapers off. And it's just me and Katie like sitting in her basement watching some movie.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like sweating bullets because I know
remember being in those situations too, being like not necessarily knowing why, but yep, keep going.
But because I know like in her head she was like wanting something to happen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think she thought like in that moment we were gonna like start making out and it would like be the start of this like whole little romance.
Yep.
Yeah.
And in my head it's like, you guys said you didn't even like know you were gay or anything in high
yeah,
school.
Yeah.
I fully knew I was gay and I wasn't even trying to like cover it up in any capacity.
Oh my God, I'm
I was
sweating,
counting the minutes until my dad came to like pick me up. I had like my hands in my lap just like staring
dad,
at
safe,
the screen
not
waiting for like this movie to end. And it was just like very like anticlimactic. Like I just
yeah,
like yep, went home at the end and yep, I don't think that sat very well for
yep,
her.
Uh-huh.
And she sort of got like really mad at me.
Yep.
And I got like, we had this whole like friend group. And for the rest of the year, I kind of got like cold shouldered because.
Yeah, you stirred up.
You were canceled.
I was yeah, kind of like canceled by them.
You blueballed your friend Katie.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Which is anyway, funny.
Which in
high school, which I'm sure in high school, she's like, what the fuck? Like, this is what every guy's dream is.
Yeah.
And here I am.
Yeah. No.
Because I remember being nervous like that too, but I just didn't know why. I was mm-hmm, more nervous about like, am I doing this correctly?
Uh-huh.
And at the time, like, just feeling like, oh, everybody in their first, like, exploratory phase is as nervous as I am.
Yeah.
Whereas now, 15, however many years later, I'm like, oh, I just didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
And where if I was with a man at the time or, like, the right person, it would have felt very differently and I would have been, like, on it.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like that didn't happen until way later.
Yeah. Whereas, like, I was at the point where I
knew,
that I, like, did yep, not want to do that in the slightest. Like, yep, I wasn't ready to, like, fully say that,
yep,
but I wasn't even gonna try and like cover it up. I wasn't gonna have like yep, a fake like girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yada yada. Yeah. So for the rest of the year, I just like kind of got like excluded from this friend group. Yikes. And was just sort of like a loner. I just hung out with like random people, sort of.
A little bit, yeah.
In a way where it's like fine. We like laugh about it now.
Yep.
But towards the end of the year, I was just like, what am I doing? Yep. Like, this sucks. Like, I don't want to go like the rest of my time here acting like this. Like, I want to be like back with my friends and yep. just like have it be like normal and like cool. So I think I ended up told like my best friend from elementary school first, just to like tell someone to like see a reaction
yep.
and like be okay with it, having it be like out in the universe to begin with.
Yep.
And then I like selectively chose friends of Katie's to tell. To get back to her.
Oh, you didn't have to tell her.
That's smart.
Master yep. gossip.
Yeah.
Manipulation.
Yeah, that's smart.
You started your own rumor mill.
They didn't.
You were your own tabloid.
I was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you surprised?
Did you feel like yourself like holding back your gayness?
Before
I very much like we always talk about this. Like I remember being like, don't talk like that. Like
yeah.
listening to my voice and being like
hearing my voice back on like family home videos and being like,
yep.
like
oh, that's God. A little gay. Oh,
yeah. I mean, yeah, but I mean, like before, my freshman year, I definitely kind of like clammed up a little bit to the point where I just like didn't really let it through.
I wish I could be there the day that you walked into high school post puberty and were like,
it's me, Reed. It was eighth grade. It wasn't even, it had happened by the time I was in high school. But no, between seventh and eighth grade, it was like,
nice. Lucky you.
A whole new person.
Yep.
Funny. Wild.
But I digress. I end up like telling Katie, and I think she knew, like she was very like quick to forgive. We're still like great friends, like to this day.
Yeah.
And then that was probably like May or so of our sophomore year.
Yeah.
So I told like probably less than 10 people. And then the school year ended.
Yep.
And I think it was like pretty shortly after where I get a text from Matthew being like,
you slid into his DMs.
Old school style.
He's kind of message, like a gentleman.
Yeah. Gentleman.
No, so what happened?
I didn't even have Instagram at the time.
Okay, I can tell you my side of the story.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, go for it. Then.
So you came out. He's out. You've already been out. Yep. You get word that Reed's out.
Yeah, I was gay the entire time. I knew Reed. Like everyone, we all kind of.
You like knew each other. We knew each other.
We were acquaintances at best, probably is the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What happened was you told our friend Grace.
Yeah.
That you were gay.
Mm-hmm.
Grace, if you're listening,
Grace,
thank you for your service.
And you went immediately, did anyone do the...
She was the one who ended up spreading the thing to the relevant people. And she comes up and whispers to me after some class, I forget which one, but she comes up and whispers to me after class. She's like, did you know Reed Munson is gay? And I was like, yes.
Did you guys ever do the, like, did you ever feel bi at first?
No.
Oh,
I just saw that. What was the phrase I just saw? And Mary, it was so clever and funny.
Not once.
Never.
Nope. And it was like, it was bi now, gay later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd never heard that, and I thought that was fucking funny.
Yeah. Not the case for, I'd say, either of us.
Yeah. Nope.
Not the truth, I don't think. Or at least not our experience.
Okay, so you meet. Well, you don't meet. You text.
Grace.
Yeah, so Grace tells me, I talk to Katie, and I go, hear about Reed. Can I have his phone number? And I text Reed. And the rest is...
And you just said, hey.
Simpatico.
I didn't know that.
What was your intent with that text message?
Oh,
Did you just want another gay friend? Or you were like, nope.
No.
Oh,
no,
you
no,
were going
I had
for
intentions,
it.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Bold.
Well, sorry.
For all the listeners out here, this is very strange to think back on. It's almost like incestuous because Matthew and I are like great friends now. Yeah. Where it's like, I don't even like think about you, no offense, and like, oh... ex-boyfriend sense anymore.
Yeah, no.
So we're...
Like I said, it's the reverse story. Like it's Tyler, we went from absolute best straight friend. Well, you didn't go straight. We went from absolute best friends to now we're married.
Right.
You guys kind of started out married in high school.
We're like
and now you're best friends and roommates. So...
Yeah.
Okay. Is there other out people in your high school at this
point?
Yeah,
are you the only gay kids?
Yes.
There was one other...
Who are you thinking of? I'm thinking of Thomas.
Oh. There were two. I forgot about him. I was thinking of Henry.
Oh.
Yeah.
We can cut that.
Yeah.
Cut.
You want his social security number too?
Okay. So there's other out people.
Yeah. They were older
a
than
a handful.
Us.
But older than you.
Yeah. There were two in like the grade above us.
I dated Thomas for a little bit.
I know. Yeah. But there's, I guess, all to say, well, not from you, Matt, but like it wasn't like you were seeing other gay people in high school and that helped you like come out. You kind of were just on your own volition. Like, this is how I am.
Yeah. I mean, Matthew was like the kind of only other one that I was relatively like in the same circles as and like
right.
saw him like existing as his little gay self.
Yeah.
Whereas okay. like Thomas was more like reserved. So
yeah.
Clearly I forgot about him. Sorry, Thomas.
Okay. Okay. So then you're both out. Mm-hmm. How long after that text message did you start dating?
Not long.
10 minutes.
I think you texted me at like 11:50 and by like 2:30 I was like on my way to Silicon.
You couldn't drive.
I could drive. No.
No, you couldn't.
Still can't.
I couldn't.
Couldn't reach that.
No, I vividly
both okay. of you to assume I have a license.
It was first of all, it was not
I was 15.
Long. It was probably maybe a week and a half to 2 weeks.
Okay.
You used to
okay.
drive me around.
Yes.
Oh my God. I gotta did. Stop smoking weed.
Yeah.
I am fully like reliving this for the first time yeah, again.
For the listener, I'm 8 months older than Reed.
Right.
So I turned 16 in January and Reed didn't turn 16 until August of that year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and we met probably in like May-ish, June-ish.
May, June.
And so there were like another 2 months before Reed, who lived 35 miles away,
mm-hmm.
was able to actually drive.
Yeah.
Right.
So for a good chunk of that summer, like I schlepped down to Olympia a lot.
Schlepped.
A couple times. I think I had like my sister drive me to your house one time and
mm-hmm, because your sister's ex-boyfriend used to live by me.
Right in the same neighborhood. And mm-hmm. that was a hard drive for her. You're not an ally if you don't take me. But this is before I even like told like the rest of my family. So it's kind of like, I'm just going to go hang out with my like friend, Matt.
So you were gay and out in high school, but family didn't know?
For a couple months.
Okay.
I think I told them, I don't remember like the time of year.
Yeah.
But it was like maybe like a month or two after that. It wasn't long, but for like the first start of like when Matt and I started hanging out, I hadn't told them yet. Yeah. And when I did, they were like, so that Matt guy, like, what's going on with that him?
Matt guy.
I was like, we've been hanging out.
Been hanging.
Okay, so you're dating.
Mm-hmm.
It's now junior year.
Correct.
Okay. You're the school gays.
We're the school gays.
And you're together.
And you're dating the only option.
And that was sort of
other
like,
than poor I Thomas, really... who it sounds like you forgot about.
No, poor he, Thomas. He, just...
yeah.
No, he graduated that year.
He went to Yale. Oh, he was older.
He's doing great for himself.
He's married to his wonderful husband now.
So okay. you're married. So are you like Lone Ranger gays in the high school? Just on your own?
I mean, there were other people in our grade where it's like we knew, but nobody else was like
out.
Yeah.
And we were definitely like the only like gay couple,
mm-hmm.
which I kind of didn't anticipate like how quickly that would like spread around and how like people just would like,
bitch, you had a Catholic school and the two gay boys come walking through the door and they're dating each other and you thought that wasn't going to get around?
Yeah.
Well,
I think
it just didn't seem like a big deal to us.
It didn't seem like
it
a big deal.
Very casual to you too, but then it was kind of like all eyes on you, I bet, for a second.
I was just kind of like shocked at like how many people like already knew. Like
if there were two men dating in my high school.
Mm-hmm.
I can you imagine?
No, I can't.
No.
But in retrospect, it makes perfect sense.
It would have been like fast news for sure, but mm-hmm. what would have happened in Montana is it would have all come out. And then it would have been a thing for a week, and then no one would ever talk about it again.
Right.
Even exactly. if you guys were like openly
yep.
yeah.
gay.
It just like people wouldn't reference the fact that you're dating and together. Probably students would, but I feel like it very much is like.
Then, probably different now.
Yeah, but, very different now.
Yeah.
But at the time, it's like, oh, that's cool. Kind of like the Heather's approach of being like, let's keep that to yourself for now.
Even if you guys were like going to the dance together, things like that, people wouldn't like discuss it?
I don't think so. Limit like
I don't know.
I think it would have been limited for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been like a hot news for a second, mm-hmm. and then it would have been like, let's keep going, and we don't talk about that anymore.
I think it's more so just a reflection of like a lot of privilege that we had, quite frankly, to like of people like encouraging us to be ourselves.
Yeah,
because like at least in my recollection, I don't know if you feel differently about this, but like I didn't really feel all that different. Mm-hmm. From a lot of people, except for a few key moments in our time in high school,
mm-hmm.
I've kind of felt like we were just kind of like growing up and going to high school.
Yeah.
And we just happened to be gay. And that was like a thing.
Yeah,
and
that's great.
We're like doing their thing. I think that's a privilege of being
a positive thing. I feel like it was like we were a commodity, but like in a good way. Whereas like people
were the it gays.
People love the
gays. Like, I've never been that famous.
I'll never reach that level of fame.
We peaked in high school.
Shoot. At Belling Forth Saint
exactly.
Jude.
Correct.
What is it?
Pray for us.
Oh my God.
Saint Bologna.
Okay. What about those moments?
What moments are you talking about?
I mean, you're gay at Catholic school. Was that ever an issue?
Did
administration anything?
Did
anybody recognize it, acknowledge it, or the opposite? Did you ever have like any bad, like, I don't know.
A story of like kind of both
at the administration level.
I have. Okay. There are several teachers that I would like to thank.
Really?
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm not joking. Yeah. But
I'll go first.
Teachers are the secret. Of every single gay kid is a teacher of some kind, always. You don't even know it at the time. Now you just know that they knew or probably knew.
Oh, absolutely.
And just like helped guide you along the way.
Yeah.
That's a universal experience.
They were probably like, this kid definitely is gay, but I'm just going to help and support them.
Yeah.
Without like, yeah.
I would say that's probably more true for you just because like you were more like vocal about it and like you were just like friendlier with the teachers. It's like
teacher's pet.
Yeah, I've been going to Catholic school since kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So it's always, I never had an issue really with like the students. It was always more like the administration or the teachers, because regardless of like their personal like beliefs on the issue, they're working for like the overarching like archdiocese of Seattle, and they're representing the Catholic Church as a whole.
Yep.
So even like the super liberal, like,
they were like, I don't believe this, teachers, but I have to do this because of XYZ.
Yeah. But like, it made me like cautious in a way where it's like, I just kind of like went in assuming that they probably didn't like that fact about me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there was like a handful of teachers that I really like opened up to, like even throughout high school, just because like, and I'm sure 9 out of 10 of them had no issues and were like probably even like supportive of it.
Yep.
But I just didn't want to like even approach that issue with them because I'm like, they're literally working for like, they're an employee of like the church basically.
Yep.
Right.
So I was just like nervous to even like breach that subject with them. I know you were like much more open, Matthew, with like,
no, I'm not like holding you in judgment of any of it. I think that all makes a lot of sense to me.
I'm just generally an anxious person too. So I just didn't want to like bring it up with like any of the teachers.
That's exactly how I would be.
Yeah.
Exactly how I would
It's be. Just like, I'm not going to talk about it. If they bring it up, it's like, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But
right. But I'm just going to keep going my path.
Yeah. And not even like talk about it with
them. Compartmentalize it. You're like, this has nothing to do with my education or school.
Yeah. None of them gave me like a hard time with it. The only time it was ever acknowledged was one of my religion teachers, Miss Lucas. She taught Christian morality, which was already a required subject.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Already a touchy subject for one of 3 to 4 gay kids in the school. Yep. And it was right around like prom of junior year. And she like, after class one day, she was like, Reed, can you come up here for a minute? And like at this time, like Matthew and I were dating, it was like well known. I'm sure like the whole like school, I'm sure the admin all talked about it too.
Absolutely.
The whole school knew.
It was not a secret.
And I like walked up to her desk and she was like, I heard you and Matthew were like going to prom together. And I was just like, yeah, like we're just like going with like a couple of our friends. And she was like, an admin's okay with that? And like, I was shitting bricks at that point. I thought she was going to go like the full, like,
I'm about to get expelled.
I'm going to like talk to like,
she was taking it to the archdiocese.
I'm going to go to the bishop or something and like have an issue with it. But I was like so nervous to even like talk about it with her. But then she was like, that's really encouraging. Like, I'm really proud of like the progress that like admin is making.
That's great.
Letting two like boys go to the dance together.
Yep.
And it was just kind of like the only moment that really like stuck out to me.
Yeah.
Because like none of the other teachers had like ever acknowledged it.
Yep.
And like to have them paint it in like a good light like that.
Right.
Just really stuck with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was kind of nervous
just because you weren't expecting it. And then she kind of turned it on its head and was like, that's awesome.
I just like assumed that she would kind of be this more like closed-minded. She was like a Catholic religion teacher.
Yep.
And she was like
Christian morality.
Who taught morality?
Did you have a morality class, Tyler?
Mm-mm.
Different. You just had religion.
Shows.
Yeah. Was that the only? Was that the only religious affiliated class?
We had religion 1, 2, 3, and 4. So each year.
Did you have sex education?
Theology of the body, yes.
Ew, oh, are you kidding me?
Not theology of the
that
body.
That was literally what it was called.
Yeah. No, it's
oh
a book.
Oh my God.
Theology of the body like is a book.
It's a book.
Was
a book.
It like a...
It's a little doctrine of the Catholic Church.
Was it like a segment of a class or you taught a full semester? How
it
long was
like
this
a
class?
Segment of sophomore year
religion.
It was religion.
Like 6 weeks of sophomore year. That, was that your... Did ours, you have health class?
Yes.
Ours was taught in PE.
Ours was like half of a semester of PE.
Yeah. There. And you talk about like puberty and stuff?
Kind of.
Yeah, watch yeah. A baby, did you have to watch a baby be born?
Yep, we did.
No.
She had the hairiest
no.
pussy.
Oh my God. It's the same video.
It's
everyone,
the same one.
Iconic. Everyone always iconic. Talks about that video.
Is it the one where the dad gets like morning sickness by proxy or whatever? Like where he like also gets the morning sickness?
I just remember.
Like, you do not have morning sickness. Like,
I just
go
remember
take care of your wife.
The urban legend of my high school is like, well, you've got to watch the pregnancy video sophomore yeah. year health class. And you're like, she's got the hairiest vag you've
such
ever
a
seen.
Hairy
in your
vag.
Life. And everyone That's... was just always waiting for it. And then it came and I was like, Hah!
Yeah. It's so disgusting.
That poor Correct. Woman. That woman. She's Correct. Famous across every single high school, at least from here. It sounds like at least Montana to Washington.
Yeah, no, so. Everyone stared up her cooch.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And the baby comes out like gray and like covered in
oh
like gelatin.
Gosh,
it was
yes,
so
yes, yes,
disgusting.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Scared us out of ever having sex.
Yeah. And then they told us what a condom was.
Yep.
And they were like.
And then they were like, don't use this. Wink, wink.
Okay, so wait, go back to theology of the body. What
yes.
the fuck does that mean?
To be honest, I can't remember like. Details of it, but it was more like skirting, like from what I remember, it was like a segment of the class, but it was more like skirting around the actual like logistics and details of sex and more just about like premarital sex. No, no.
the divine nature of yeah. human sexuality.
And then when the time
no,
comes,
no.
natural family planning, this is what it is.
Yeah.
But nothing like
what
too
did they
in
say
detail.
About now? I've always, so natural family planning. Is it like a calendar?
Yeah, it's
like a calendar.
Yeah. And they yeah. showed it to you?
No.
It's like
you couldn't
just,
see it.
They kind of
you
just,
can't see that calendar.
They just
no,
like
no, 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 no.
explained what it yeah, was from it's like just, when it was when you did get married and you were going to have sex. Like this is
So there
you,
was there was no condoms, there
this
was
how
no
how you forego contraception mm-hmm. and not get pregnant.
It was just basically telling you like when and, it's safe to like have wait, sex with your wife without while she's like not ovulating.
Right.
When
but
it's
you
like lowest
said,
chance of pregnancy.
But you said you did learn about condoms.
I think that was like
in high
Very
school, though.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
But you could also try this.
Full disclaimer so that none of our teachers get fired. They did not tell us about condoms in any specific manner, way, shape, or form.
Do they now? Like, what do you think sex education is
there's
now?
There's no way that they
you don't
do.
Think I don't it's think changed so. At all?
There's
you think
no
it's still-
chance.
I don't know. You could probably, I could ask it, my sibling or cousins.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm just always fascinated. Ours was like, eighth grade and sophomore year, you take a full semester each of health class. Mm-hmm. And it's all health. Like, it's...
See, in
eighth grade, you kind of go over puberty, general like body stuff, and then
I had that in fifth and sixth grade.
We did like nutrition,
in the public school.
Yeah, but that like was like puberty. Was it like a not even a week? They came in like one session.
Yeah,
fifth grade,
week.
There was a day. Sixth grade, there
the
was a day.
Week.
It was like here, your penis is bald. Now you're in sixth grade. Now it's got a little bit of hair on it.
Yeah, and I remember this one person,
we had nothing like that.
This I just remember them. I remember them telling it don't in. Pop your pimples or it could get infected and you would die. That is what
Seriously?
I remember from my puberty class.
That was we were
taught.
Away.
I remember that yep. we were taught that the only way that you can get HIV or AIDS is by being blood brothers with someone. You know, where you like cut your hands open and shake.
So y'all did it after
no,
class.
Sex is not a possibility for getting
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
it was.
I don't remember even talking about HIV or AIDS. Definitely in health class we did, but not in like fifth, sixth puberty
right.
session.
We didn't even like learn about like STIs or anything like that.
We definitely learned about all that. We learned about all of them, I
I'm
think.
I'm saying us. Catholic school.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But, no, because you weren't having sex, so yeah. why did it matter?
Yeah.
Right. I'm trying to remember seventh and eighth grade, which was not Catholic school for me, but.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Probably more puberty related.
Yeah.
But anyway. I just remember the baby video.
The baby video.
And we definitely
life.
Talked about condoms. We didn't
I
do the
never
whole like
saw the baby video.
Put, we talked about them. It? We didn't do the stereotypical like put the condom on the banana. Mm-hmm. I don't remember doing that. But theology of the body, name of the episode. My God.
Welcome to the erotic podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, where were we?
We were talking about teachers.
I'm really glad we went down that train, but
we were talking about teachers.
How teachers and your
let's get back to how teachers are the most important ally. Continue.
Yeah.
That was sort of it. None of my other teachers acknowledged it.
That was it. That was any time administration.
Matthew was a teacher's pet.
Yeah, I was. I have like an encyclopedia who did not give a singular shit and yeah. or celebrated it.
Yeah. Did you have any bad interactions with any administration during your high school?
No. I mean, I literally...
Not so, in terms of like the gay of it all.
No. Yeah. No one gave a hard time about the gay of it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I mean, I remember like I was on like student government and all this sort of stuff. And like our principal was like, there was a day in high school where because of later events in the future, I literally like went and cried on her. And she was like,
it's all good. Gay love is love.
She didn't say that gay verbatim, love is love. But yeah, she was like, it's all good. And
you're still going to hell.
She didn't think that.
But you're going to have a lot of fun before you get there.
Literally. And then there was Miss Lindstrom was a huge, huge thing.
Love her.
She was wonderful. She knew I was gay because the first day of school she walked in, it was a wonderful fall day. She walked in wearing Tom's brand wedges. Mm-hmm. And I looked at her and I went, are those Tom's wedges? And she went, yes, they are.
Yes, they are, you little gay boy.
That's how gay I was, guys.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
And from that point on, instant ally. Did not care.
Tom's Brad Wedges. And, yeah.
And after we were and after we were gone, she ended up leading like the Pride Club or whatever QSA. It was called. Mm-hmm. No, we weren't allowed to have a gay straight alliance because that was too explicit. Mm. It was called like Lion Pride.
And they met off campus.
Yeah, oh there was a whole saga around that yeah. was like very complicated.
I went to a public university and we did the opposite. Like the Jesus kids were the ones I had to meet off campus.
Yeah. Well, what was funny was that for being like the two gay people on campus, we were pretty bad at organized activism on campus. Like mm-hmm. we kind of just were like gay and did our thing.
Yeah.
Like we didn't like contribute you weren't at the to forefront. Like a GSA. We
no.
didn't like, yep. like we had other
no,
things going on.
Those that losers.
We, like we were just kind of like.
It ended up being, to nobody's surprise, the lesbians
were fucking course.
Yeah, they're the
you
ones.
Two would make the lesbians do the work at your high school.
Yeah, me and Matthew were like making out in his car while the lesbians were leading the gay straight alliance.
That's not untrue.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's correct.
That is funny.
Thank you, lesbians.
Okay, so you date all through like summer to all junior year.
We probably dated for like what? Year and a
yeah,
half.
How long did you date?
Two-ish.
Year and a half. That's a long time.
It was until like the end of it was senior like, year. And this is where I truly like have no memories. This like, is, I no, don't this really is, remember like this is, breaking
there's two
up.
Kinds of people, right? You and me and you, Reed, were uh-huh. the ones like, I cannot remember shit.
I literally don't remember.
Matthew and Tyler, they will remember what they wore to school on September 2nd.
Beautiful fall day.
2011.
No. And here's the thing. I can remember exactly what he was wearing when we thought about this.
I bet. Exactly.
I can like, remember like having tips, but it's like, I literally do not remember like the day and time like when we like broke up.
There was never actually kind of a conversation to that effect. Mm-hmm. It all kind of just like fizzled apart. And then also like I think part of it was is that like we were teenagers. Like
I think
we were like fundamentally like bad at figuring out like we were gay and learning how to fight. Like mm-hmm. like or like how to have a productive disagreement.
Yeah.
And shit like that. And we just couldn't like and Reed and I still butt heads to this day, so this isn't
what?
Surprising.
What are you talking about? But you too?
The like, yeah. But like, I think like part of it is like we would like get into like aggressive disagreement, and I mean, we were just like, why do we want to do this anymore?
Better friends.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
100%. I would punch him in the face.
Yeah. Well, it kind of sounds like you only had one option for either of you, so you had to.
It's not like there was a lot of choices.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So. No. Yeah. No.
Sorry, Henry.
No.
His name was Thomas. His name was Thomas.
There were two.
There was two.
Colin was there too. Shout out to Colin, my first
He went
boyfriend.
To a different high school though.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I kind of, in my delusion, I remember it just being like the issue of like, so we're going to college. What are we going to do about that?
This was a big part of it.
And I think it was like, neither of us wanted to stay together. That it's was, like yeah. we'd seen so many people like going off to college and they like stay with their high school boyfriend while they're like on different sides of the country. Yeah. I was like, that's just, I'm sorry to anyone who has made it through those times. That's both just my, stupid. And I think Matthew and I had like a mutual agreement where it's like, I don't really want to do this. Do you want to do this?
Yep.
And there's kind of like a talk, like, do we go open? Do we do this? Do we do that? And it's like,
we did not.
No,
we didn't say the far we did away. Not say the word open.
We talked about it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, we did. That was like, yeah.
We're like, what if we like saw other? I don't even know.
It wasn't even that. I don't think.
But
it was
when
even
we
that.
Come back, we'll be together.
What
but
a funny! Back, what a funny like gay thing too. Like, do you think there were any straight couples that were like, what if we go open?
Absolutely.
You go
not.
To
no.
No.
We they were both cool. Went to, we knew what was going on.
Yeah, they went to the same college and they're married with 4 kids now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those couples.
Okay, so you break up like mid-year or like right towards the end?
It was towards the end.
I asked because it's going to go to my next question.
It was vaguely spring.
Yeah, it's all kind of a blur to me as well. The one time I remember us fighting, you were wearing like a blue button down with a spider with a Superman shirt underneath.
What? Woof.
There's a photo. Then there's a photo on Instagram.
Spider-Man shirt.
Fucking nerd.
Oh my Superman. God. Pull it.
Your
pull
Clark, was it, photo it was your Clark Kent fit.
Was it for like homecoming
it week? It was something along the lines of homecoming week. So this had to be like fall senior year.
I didn't do this regularly for all those listeners out there.
Yeah.
It was a theme day.
Spirit week.
I think as tumultuous as it probably felt in the moment, it was like a very amicable like agreement of like how things were going to go.
Mm-hmm. The whole time it was like an agreement. We just didn't really like know how to go about it.
We were still
17. Yeah. So yeah, it wasn't like there was a big moment where it's like the relationship's over, like we're done. It was just more like,
yeah,
we both thought about it like logistically and we're like, we're not going to keep this going. Like when we're on different sides of the country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yep. It was just sort of like this tapering out that happened throughout the end of senior year into the summer.
Yeah.
And until we both went to college.
Yeah. And like, I mean, we're still best friends to this day. So it's like,
yeah,
like, it's not like,
no, it ended very like amicably. And I mean, like at the end of the day, it's like, you were still like the only gay person I knew. I went through all this trauma of like coming out and just like being okay with myself. And it's like, you were the person who was like there for it. So I'm not just going to like forget about you.
Yeah.
So
thanks.
And I guess we kind of like get along, but
allegedly,
yeah. I should say.
Now you bitches have a deposit on your old folks home, right? You've put $500. Yeah.
One of us will probably end up pulling the plug on each other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Matthew gets my power of attorney.
Who's more excited to do it?
Me.
Quickly. I think that's also true.
Okay. A couple things. So I also want to know about dating apps. So like those were not even a thing in college for us.
Yeah.
Those were not a thing in college. That is not how anyone was meeting each other. No. At what point were you on apps? And like if you broke up during it, whatever, like Grindr would have been around, right?
Yeah. Still, Grindr, yeah. Today's Grindr's 15th birthday.
It was like this week, the 15th anniversary.
Really? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
In high school?
2009.
In high school.
It was definitely around.
That was the year I graduated. It was my graduation gift.
That was the year we graduated from 8th grade. So.
Fuck off, everyone. Fuck. At the table. Okay, go ahead.
We were both on it.
Yeah.
But don't you have to be 18?
Yeah.
Technically.
Well, that's what I want to know. Like, was it normal? Was like all, we like did you find a bunch of other high schoolers in your area that were gay and that's how you figured out they were
gay?
Yeah,
it's like I said, like everyone kind of knew in our high school and also word spread to the surrounding high schools where all the Tacoma gays kind of like at least knew of each other.
Yep. Yeah.
And there was like this web. Matthew had dated one of them, at least one of them at some point. So everyone knew, but it's like you would go on and like you would see like, I don't want to name names, but you would see other like gay people that you had heard of from like Stadium or any of the other high schools.
Yeah, wherever else there was.
So I'd say I probably had it when I was like 17.
Yeah.
Like technically shouldn't have been on there, but.
But like, I feel like that's normal. Like, I would assume most gay kids today.
I would.
That's probably one of their first resources they go to.
And if anything, it was just like I didn't do anything, but it was just to look and see,
out of curiosity. Like, yeah, it's probably one of the first things people do to like explore the culture. Like,
yeah,
be like, who's out there?
That's neither like of us me. Had like photos up on it.
Yeah, probably a lot of
it was
faces.
Mostly just like prowling.
Yeah, I almost went back in the closet after seeing the gay scene in Olympia, Washington, but
not worth it.
Not worth it.
Oh, I got to go.
Terrifying.
Ooh,
I gotta go. Oh, I got to leave.
Well, and then like we both went to college in pretty big cities. So
I would say so. Chicago and Los Angeles. Those are quite large cities.
Yes. Pretty big cities.
Have you heard of them?
And I think from there, it was like a whole different level of like blooming into oneself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because it's April. Let's talk about prom.
Oh.
So you two obviously went to prom together.
We did.
More than just once or more than once?
First off, who was your prom date? Did you go to prom?
3 years, baby.
And you were a prom king?
And I was prom king. My senior year.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a survey. Let's not say anything about it. What do you think is more royal? Let's say.
Oh, fuck off. I don't even cut.
Isaac's just trying to toot his own horn.
Do you think it's prom king or homecoming king? What's just more prestigious, would you say?
We only had a homecoming king.
Oh,
so
well, there's your answer.
That's
my the answer. Okay. We get it. Homecoming king, because you're the first court to go through.
You're the first court. There's
so
like
it's
people
the top
from like
of the
every
top,
grade.
Right? So prom, by the time you've gone through three dances, so I'm like technically third tier. Is that what you're getting at?
I mean, no one said now? Tiers. No one said tiers. I didn't say you were third
there's,
tier.
Well, guess what? There's songs written about prom kings.
Which ones?
I don't know.
Prom king.
I heard.
Name them.
Yeah. Name them.
Anyway.
Name a song.
Isaac was homecoming king.
I heard.
Say it again.
Okay, so prom.
Prom.
Go ahead. As you can see, both of us took women to prom.
How many years did you go to prom? I went to prom 3 times, I think.
I think we went like seriously our junior year, and then we kind of just went as like a joke with our friends senior year. I didn't go sophomore year.
And then I went sophomore year.
With who?
Did you have to get invited, right?
Yeah.
Because it was a junior senior thing.
Yeah,
I went with junior senior. I think I went with Thomas. Or maybe I was invited in that friend group of in some way.
Who's Thomas?
That should be the name of the episode. Is whoever poor Thomas is. I've got not a goddamn lick of remembrance from you two.
Who's Hunky Dory?
One other gay kid in high school.
I can't really remember.
Wait, so are they homeless or are they toothless?
Reed watches.
Get your hand out of your pants while we're recording.
That's the moral of that story. No, I went 3 years in a row, but I can't really remember. But yes, we did go to prom together.
So you two, junior year, went together.
Junior year, we went together. Okay. I think,
and you're dating at this time.
We went to homecoming and prom together, junior year.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Was there a big ask from one of you?
There was a big ask. I don't remember who. I remember like the different asks. Was this when, was it with the wood?
Yes.
Wait, no, but.
Not the wood.
No, but they both involved wood.
I don't remember the first one. I'm so sorry.
No, it's totally fine. We were like in set crew and I like painted like homecoming question mark on like a 2x4 for you to like build the set with.
Oh, and then, like on theater?
And then
in theater school? I remember this one.
Yeah, and then okay. He asked me to prom.
I think because you had homecoming covered.
Yes.
Again, the gay thing is like who asked who. Yeah,
it's like yep. it's like almost like a divorce. It's like who gets the child what weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
Pick a dance, who asks who.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe so it's like you proposing. Had homecoming. And then for prom, we were both in set crew building the stages that inevitably fell down.
On your teacher.
On my teacher.
You guys almost killed your teacher.
Almost killed him. Almost got him.
He was a big guy. He was fine.
Yeah, he held up himself. I'm so impressed. But there was like the back area with all like the wood. And
yes.
I think I'd wrote like prom on one of them. And okay, you tell the story then.
That's not what you did.
Yes, I did. I remember this. There was, I wrote like prom question mark on like a 2x4 that was in this pile. I was like, hey, can you go find me like this like 2x4? I need one that's like maybe like 2 feet long. And you were like looking through them and you handed me the piece. You like missed it. And then I like turned it over. And you were, like, still looking through all these 2x4s. And eventually Katie was like, Matthew, like, fucking look behind you. And I was holding this
Katie,
little piece
your first
of wood
girlfriend
that
used
said
it
prom.
Dear reader, we're going to have to disagree on this one.
Okay, that
here's my truth.
That is how I asked you to homecoming.
No!
No, second is you asked me to prom because you
we're
painted
watching it live.
These
we're
wood
watching
blocks
it live.
That said prom. And you put them in the trunk of your car, and then you baked me a cake that said prom question mark of your 2008 Honda Pilot, and you opened
missed
up the
car.
Back, and you showed it all to me.
You said, get in my trunk, kid.
I do remember making those brownies.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That was for prom, because I recruited our friend Becca to help with the homecoming one.
Mm.
So I think that you're assuming my story for yourself. And you did something entirely different.
Did I make myself the main character there? For
yes,
a minute?
You did.
I thought I did that.
No, we've got a Leo on the pod.
You, no, but here's the thing is what Reed did actually took much more effort. So I'm surprised he forgets it.
That's funny.
I thought I wrote it. I feel like this is like where our universes have split at some point. Because I am certain that is how I
That is just
you.
Not how it happened.
I'm not, choosing to believe myself.
That's fine. Hilarious. Regardless, we went to 2 dances together.
Yes. Yeah. Listeners, vote now.
Okay. Let's go around the room and say who we believe the most.
I'm just going to say I'm the reliable narrator in this situation, I think.
Okay, anyways.
We went to prom.
We went to prom.
Okay, so you went to prom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Group of friends.
Our junior year, we went with a group of friends. We wore color coordinated, not matching.
What color were they?
It was mint green.
Oh, yeah, this is huge.
It was mint green.
You have to color coordinate. Homecoming was purple, right?
I'm talking about homecoming. Or I'm talking about prom.
Yeah.
Okay. Fight me. It was mint green and like
your tux was mint
red.
Green.
We didn't wear tuxes. No. We wore vests.
Oh, okay. No jacket.
No jacket.
Okay.
So one of us was like, I think I was green shirt, gray vest, and you were gray shirt, green tie.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Oh,
wow.
Wow. And they were very complimentary.
Mm-hmm.
We went with like maybe like 5 or 6
couples
and getting to how Matthew cried at prom is we were all just kind of like hanging out at the house. Like we had dinner together. It was like very like jovial. And then like before we like went to the dance, we all like went out in this like gorgeous big Tacoma backyard to like take pictures.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it started off like very, very like normal. Like we were like all in a line, like taking pictures together, like putting our arms around each other. And then it ended up getting like very like gendered.
Oh no.
Where it started, it started like very just everyone hanging out, like taking pictures together.
Yep.
And then it was like, okay, now like, and I remember the language that the mom used was like very like, okay, boys, put your arms around your girls. And now boys, kiss your girl on the cheek. And Matthew and I like kind of went along with it at first.
Yeah.
But eventually we were just kind of like, this feels like really
edged
weird.
Yourself out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we sort of just like,
did you remove yourself?
Yeah. We removed ourselves.
We moved to the side.
I think we like kind of like went along with it at first, but I think we were both like very uncomfortable at that time.
Yeah. Sure.
So we didn't quite have the words for it,
how to describe it either. I think we just both knew we were like,
in it and without knowing where you were, all of a sudden you're like, ooh, how did we get here?
Yeah, it was very like, oh, this part of this thing is very much so not meant for us.
Right? Yeah.
Which at the time I think I was like, that's weird. This is weird.
I don't think she was trying to, she wasn't like being like malicious. Nope. Like she was a very like nice woman. I don't think she'd ever just like come across like a gay couple before.
And probably maybe wasn't being malicious in the moment either, but just didn't realize the environment she was creating.
And it wasn't a big group of people. There wasn't like 40 kids there. It's like there was like 10 kids at best. And you see like me and Matthew kind of like shuffle off to the side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're just like kind of carrying on.
Yep.
And then one of the moms, like
Dr. Vandevander,
sweet woman. She kind of like sees like me and Matthew like twiddling our thumbs sort of over on the side and takes like some solo pics of us while everyone else is like,
no, and she insisted, an ally. And she insisted on it. She was like, I want some couples. She was like, I want some photos of, let me get some photos of you two together.
Yeah. She's like, I don't have a single picture of a gay person in my house and I need one.
She needs one.
No, but I think she actually could very much so see that like
she was obviously like stepping in to like make you feel like, welcome.
Yeah. And she was very much so like,
I don't think it was hard to see that we were uncomfortable.
No, well, but all those other parents were slightly
I think everyone else probably sat there and didn't do anything. And sounds like she was like, oh, I'm going to make a statement.
Either didn't notice or didn't like want to say anything about it.
Yep. Be the like.
Yeah.
So,
And then
we like got on our way to prom. We were in Matthew's like 2001 Honda Accord. And
hot.
Like,
I had that car
with a spoiler.
Nice. Me too.
With the speedometer didn't
what color
work.
Was it?
It was so hot.
It was gold.
I didn't know that gold color.
Fast we were
Mine
going.
Was red.
We didn't even know that we were going over the speed limit. Anyways, but it was like before we like left the house and Matthew was kind of like, you've seen Matthew cry.
I was pressed.
He kind of like goes quiet and then he sort of like blubbers a little bit.
Yep, that's me.
And it like all comes explodes.
Out. Yep.
He's like, I've just never felt so out of place.
Yeah, that's fair. I would have felt
the same. Had like a breakdown like in.
We did.
Yeah.
It was mutual.
I wouldn't say we. I would say you.
You didn't cry, but like you're not a big crier.
No. But we had that little moment in the driveway.
Yeah.
It was just more shocking than anything. That's really what it was. Because it was up just to that point, we hadn't
It's never been so...
We had never like really been like singled out in that particular kind of way, I don't think.
Yeah. Like so suddenly passive homophobia in a way of like you didn't even...
Even at homecoming, we were with like a much more kind of like cool group of people, I think.
Yeah.
And like we were just taking photos in front of like a fireplace at a country club. And it was like...
It was very chill and like didn't feel weird at all.
Yeah.
And just in that moment, it was like they made it very like aggressively gendered for no reason.
I feel like even just like the daily life at school, it's like I never really felt like out of place.
No.
Like everyone like knew we were like this open gay couple and I never felt like uncomfortable with that.
Yeah.
The openly gay couple, not open gay couple.
Important distinction.
That's a good learning moment for all of our listeners. The difference between open gay couple and openly.
Yeah. Very important distinction.
Did you guys dance at prom together?
We did.
Yeah. I know these sound like dumb details, but I'm like,
that's a really good question.
In purpose. Like a big felt room weird. Full of people. Tyler and I had never like danced. We danced together at clubs and stuff, but that's like when you're like dancing with everyone. It's like slutty dancing and it's fun.
Yeah.
We never slow danced till our wedding that I can remember.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Did you slow dance? Do you remember?
We did all the stuff.
Yeah.
We got in line for photos at our prom.
Do you guys have a song? Do you have a song?
I don't remember it.
No. Mm. We got in line for photos at our prom and I remember being there and I remember our principal being there. And she like looked at us and she was like, hi boys.
Get in line.
In like a very kind of like just like accepting sort of way.
Yeah.
And it was always hi boys.
Yeah.
And then I think it was like I think that was a moment where she was like, oh, this is like real. Do I have to figure out something to do here? Like what's going on? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like because parents chaperone the stuff and you never know what kind of people chaperone a Catholic school kid dance.
Absolutely.
And I think that there was a lot more playing in the gears of the school and they just didn't let us onto it.
Yeah,
quite frankly.
Sure.
I think that they thought it's not our problem.
Do you think you two were ever in a meeting?
What?
Do you think there was ever a moment where like you were an agenda item and you were like the kids talk like principal at a teacher staff meeting and be like, what are we doing about the two gay kids?
I kind of hope we were.
You know what I mean? Like, there probably was at least a few of those conversations, maybe not like as formal as I just described it, where like you two were talking about.
I don't
about,
think like, we were ever on like the minutes of an agenda, but I do think that we were probably like,
I'm sure it was discussed among
like there was probably a teacher that was probably maybe was like, am I supposed to do anything about this? How are we approaching this? I'm sure, like you said, like maybe your principal was like, we don't need to do anything. It's not our business or whatever. But like, look, there are students here. Let's make them feel welcome. And
I'm sure there was like a question of like, not wanting to get any like flack from the archdiocese or something. So I'm sure people had like questions raised about that.
Well, and I remember I like poked the bear a bit because sophomore year of high school was when Washington, this was before the Supreme Court like ruled on marriage equality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Washington was moving its own marriage equality bill through like the state legislature.
Yes. Do you know that Montana was like one of the first?
I did not, but I believe you.
Progressive.
Yeah. Isn't that wild? Montana's always like first for shit like that.
But anyway.
Anyway, as Matt was saying.
No, but like, I think I had like, they knew there were, the church knew there were gay people there because like I went down to like Olympia and spoke. I'd like made a brief statement in support of marriage equality as like a high school student at a Catholic school. And I very loudly said, like, I go to Bellarmine Preparatory School, a Catholic school in the Jesuit tradition in Tacoma, Washington, or something like that. And the person who was immediately after me was the Archbishop of Seattle. Like,
you went.
Yeah. The dude.
Then the guy.
I said, I go to Catholic school in Tacoma and I'm gayer than the day is long. Mm-hmm. And then right after me was the Archbishop speaking against marriage equality. And I was like, I go to this Catholic school.
Is that like that's gotta be like a core memory of you.
No, honestly, it's actually slightly embarrassing because I was like a little bit in my, like, I'm gay for fuck all the other words. And I said, partner sounds weird, which I regret to this day.
What do you mean? I still get weirded out by partner.
What? No, no, no. I said, I want a husband, not a partner, because partner sounds like we're cowboys.
I love that. I think partner. Yeah. I never called Tyler my partner.
It's a choose your own adventure. And very all I got to say is that I regret 16-year-old me saying that I don't like the word, but it's fine.
I'm just trying to wrap my mind around the fact that you even had all those thoughts formed at 16. And I'm like,
once again, like,
when am I going to really eat my next Taco Bell?
Like, I was like Judy Garland somewhere over the rainbow. Yeah. Like, there is like, I was so incredibly and performatively gay as a teenager. Like,
funny.
In a way where it's like not a bad thing.
No. I think the way that
it brought light to the issue, you got to speak at the Capitol.
Like, well, and the way that I think about it too is that I think it was like, I think that a lot of like teenagers don't get, like, a lot of gay people don't get the chance to like grow up and do teenage things as gay people.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep.
And like Reed and I are really lucky in that way that we got to really kind of grow up as who we were.
Yep.
Right.
And we were able to kind of like fumble along and make mistakes. And we did all of like the crushy stuff and like the things that you do that are embarrassing when you're a teenager.
Uh-huh.
And like, we got to do all of that and kind of grow up doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In rather a way that, rather than having to learn all that rapid fire in 6 months when you're like 20 something.
Rather than doing it in your 20s when you're like, how do I do a resume? How do I be gay?
Like, or 30. Like, guys and I are like catching up.
I still know how to do it.
We're like catching up on gay things.
Yeah. We're still learning. Now,
but still just like catching up on all of these like experiences or things like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Okay. Another question about prom. Dancing. Not about prom. Do you guys think, because you guys were kind of seems like trailblazers a bit in your high school, do you think there were people like that were like freshmen and gay when you were a senior?
There was someone like freshman and gay.
Looked up to you and they were like, yeah, that's Matthew and Reed, like successful gay people.
We had people,
you know what I mean? Like, do you think
we did have people like in our own grade who said things similar to that.
Or like after the fact, like we ran into
met him later in life.
A lot of people, being like back in Seattle, like we run into like a surprisingly large number of people that we went to high school with who, where like in retrospect, like it was like very obvious that they were like at least some
not straight
queer. Where it's, I think we were just kind of like, we weren't trying to do anything or like be like a role model for anyone, but they're like, oh yeah, like we definitely like saw you being out and gay and like really paid attention to that and like respected it, whereas like I didn't think we were doing anything like revolutionary.
We were just being us in a lot of ways.
Like, which I mean, like
16-year-olds, like
Which says a lot for a gay person at any age, but especially being 16 and being like, we were us and out at telling our moms at 12 and coming out in sophomore year of high school. Like, that's in itself, those are like big, hard things to do, especially as a teenager.
Yeah. At a Catholic high school.
At a Catholic high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think in retrospect, like, a lot of people were probably like, had told some people, it just wasn't as public as like we were. Like, I'm sure that there were people who, like, had told their close group of friends and they just kind of, like, kept it to themselves.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But, like, they weren't on my radar, at least.
Yeah. Well, and I think that I just, like, I didn't feel like I had anything to feel bad about.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's like, I'm not, I'd rather ask forgiveness than permission. And I'm at a Catholic school. If they kick me out, what's going to happen? Like,
right.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of like, I'll go to a different high school. Like,
yep.
Big whoop. Like, I came here with six people.
Write my college essay to get into college about it.
Yeah. Like, it's like, you know, dude, you always got to be thinking like,
cash in. Absolutely.
It's monetized.
It's like, everything's an opportunity. Experiences.
Yeah. But yeah. Okay. Well, boys, thank you so much. This was actually even funner than we imagined because we obviously know each other very well. We've been hanging, like we said, week in number 3,294.
Exactly.
But lots of, we don't always get time to like get into the details of high school. No. And you two have definitely taught Tyler and I just like so much about gay culture. And I feel like we're still on that learning journey. We're teaching about things like, I don't know, nothing. What are we teaching them? Nothing. I was going to try to make a joke about like normal life something, skills, you know, but they have them.
I've seen a lot of music videos that I haven't before.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Being friends with Tyler Nelson.
Thank
you so much.
Absolutely.
You two are also like one of the few married people we know. So
I
think
nobody's married in Seattle
that we know. So like, I think that we learn a fair bit from you, whether you know it or not.
But anyways, thank you so much for doing this.
Absolutely. It was so fun.
It was so fun.
Thanks, boys.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we come back?
Yeah. Yes. What's the topic you want to talk about? Your topic? I'm going to give you your topic.
What's that called?
We're talking about the maypole.
The maypole. Yeah.
The maypole.
Title vep.
Your topic would be like proper skincare routines.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Reed's apothecary.
My apothecary bag.
Yep.
Don't go anywhere without it.
And I would tell you which woman has been the best alphabet in Wicked on Broadway.
Oh, my God. Yes, you would. Of course.
That'll be when I'm like on vacation. Matthew can guest host.
I'm dragging Isaac to a musical in the next calendar year.
I'll go.
If people want to find you and lust after you, where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram at Reed Munson.
At C. Matthew Burgess on all platforms.
Matthew's first name is Christopher.
Spoiler.
Spoiler.
It's all a lie.
Not the government name.
Not the government name.
You guys are also the only people who call me Matthew, so.
Yeah.
What do other people call you?
Matt.
Bitch.
Back.
Bitch.
Okay, we're out.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Yes, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right, fun. That was really fun.
Yeah, extremely fun.
Yeah, I love those boys. And they teach us a lot. I feel like that was really cool to actually just learn from someone who was out in their high school.
Yes. I mean, we knew they dated in high school, and we knew that they've obviously been friends since then. We didn't know when they came out.
Yeah.
We didn't know when they got together or how they got together. So that was super fun.
Yeah. Fun question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think would happen had we went to the same high school?
No, I think we probably would have been in different circles.
Yeah. I bet we would have crossed over though.
Yeah. Probably in a sense of like being at school, but like I could probably picture you as someone that was in my high school class.
Yeah.
Don't talk to them anymore.
You'd have been quiet.
I think we would be people that knew each other later on. They're like, oh, that person was in my class. They came out. And I think we maybe would have had a quick Instagram DM conversation being like, hey.
Oh, we both came out later, you mean?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Interesting.
Don't you think?
Maybe,
don't
yeah.
You dare were pick that up and take a drink of it.
You were so quiet in high school. I think you would have. Yeah. I don't know if we would have spoke.
Right.
I'm sure we would have known each other in class. Like, we would have been a lot in the same classes.
Mm-hmm.
Smarties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's a fun, I didn't never thought about that.
Yeah, I really hadn't thought of it either. I just thought that. But no, those boys are great. We love them. I really appreciate they took the time to like sit there and tell us your story.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay, so we just want to close out on a couple things. So first off, from Sarah's letter from the beginning of the episode.
Yes.
I want to highlight a just kind of queer resource. So I'm going to do the one that Sarah actually sent us. So that's GlacierQueerAlliance.org. So GQA is Community of Caring Individuals Who Want to Connect in the Flathead Valley, Montana. So just like a couple things that they have coming up. I'm looking at their website right now. Flathead Pride Festival. I didn't know they had a Pride. That's awesome. June 6th through 9th this year, 2024. And now they're accepting vendor submissions. So submit.
Fun. Awesome.
But yeah, that was so awesome.
Sure.
Okay. So why don't we jump into our regular and round out the episode's regular scheduled program. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go first this week. I'm going to start with my complaint of the week. I'm tired of notifications. I'm so tired of constant notifications. Mm-hmm. And I, while on my phone this week, this thing came up on Instagram and it was like, it wasn't really until like 20 years ago that we had to be in like constant ability to be communicated with at all times, mm-hmm. whether it's like work messages, phone calls, social media, etc. And we are just in this constant open line of communication all times, whether it's like sharing a video or responding to texts or calling people back or things like that. And I'm just at my wit's end with notifications.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
but isn't it funny to think about like till 20 years ago, you used to be able to leave the house for the day and like you were like checked out.
Yeah, notification was like a formal word.
Yeah. And then like when you came home, you like checked all your messages at once.
Yeah.
It's just a weird thing to think about. Whereas we've always, not always, but at least since high school, just been this constant state of notifications.
Yeah, but you know you have like complete control over that, right?
Yeah. But I don't think it's that simple because then it's like, what are you not being in the loop on anymore, right?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like putting boundaries in place of being like if I'm in a group message and if that thing's at 10 messages and I haven't read a single one, mm-hmm. I will not be reading them.
Yeah, we've run into that a few times.
I think that's fair though. Like,
guess how do you to answer those questions when you have the questions later on about the group message?
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
You know, I just. Do you ever get tired of it?
Not necessarily, but
just like inundated at all times by like first thing you do in the morning. It's like the notifications I got overnight from work with that people that worked overnight, and then you're just constantly responding.
Yeah, that's just kind of how
my email. You got to respond within 24 hours. Like it never stops.
Yeah. That's just kind of how my brain works, and that's how I operate everything. So it doesn't really bother me that much. And
yeah.
If there's something that is bothering me notification-wise, I just turn the notifications off.
Yeah, but you get like notification guilt. So I have
certain group messages that are always on Do Not Disturb.
Say their names. Say them. Say them.
And
no,
then,
I'm just kidding. Don't.
I have all my notifications shut off for like certain social media apps. Instagram has never given me a notification ever since I downloaded it.
Yeah, but you still go check them. You're just saying you have to opt in. Yeah, but
it's at my own leisure. It's not like I feel like I'm being blasted by them.
That's a good idea.
I choose to go in and get blasted
when it's time. I do that too with Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, I know what you mean, but it's not something that like weighs on me heavily.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yep. And like video sharing, like there's so many funny videos out there now. We're just constantly sharing stuff and then I feel guilty because I need to watch all of them. But I don't ever get to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so my only sorry. Excuse if I send the video, then it's really funny and you need to watch it.
Yeah, I know.
It's hilarious.
I'm aware.
Yeah. I will check up with you. Okay. Yeah.
Speaking of notifications, did you get the song that I sent you this week?
Shut up. All right. Song of the week. What is it?
My song of the week this week, it came out, I guess, a few weeks ago. It is the first single by one of my main pop girlies that I have loved for the last couple of years. Her name is Kehlani, and it's called After Hours. And it's the first single from what will be a new album that's not been announced yet. And it is super good and super upbeat. So, song of the summer, catch it on the boat. I'm so excited.
Fun. I haven't listened yet. I'll have to listen to it. Which I never will. You know I won't. I know.
Jeez. Okay. As always, you can find us on all major social media platforms at No Gays in Montana. Please write in and share, like, subscribe, write us emails, keep DMing us. We love opening and reading them.
Yes, that's my exception to notifications. If it has anything to do with this podcast, I will gladly open it, read it twice, sometimes three times.
Good, so. good. All right, I think that does it for today.
All right, thanks everyone.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.
Hey, hey, you've been listening to There Are No Gays in Montana, the podcast where we talk all things growing up gay in rural America.
And if you like what you heard, we'll be releasing a new episode every other week, so please share, review, and follow the show wherever you listen.
And we'd love to hear from you. Have a question or a queer story from the sticks? Follow and send us a DM on all major socials at No Gays in Montana, all one word, or email us at nogaysinmontana@gmail.com. And thanks for listening.